We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered. It's time for the Midwest Outdoors with Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin. Brought to you by Reed Chevrolet, the Hearing Connection in St. Joe, the Sports Medicine Store, and Sportsman's Outfitters and Marine. Now, here are Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Midwest Outdoors. Tickling it to be with you this Saturday and every Saturday, staggering into the studio late for class. Disciplinary action should be taken. My co-host, Mark Tobin. Mark, where have you been?
I was here early today. I just had to go down to my car and get another set of headphones.
I understand now.
Our cracked board operator, we're just, you know, for a radio station, you'd think there'd be more headphones around here. But we've got a new board operator today. He's been here before.
He's been here before.
Connell McCourt. Connell, thank you for holding the fort down for us today.
Not at all. Pleasure as always.
Yeah, talk a little bit more. Doesn't he have a great accent?
Doesn't he have that great accent? I love that.
They do.
You know, guys like him, I've been told, I don't know if it's true or not, they have mass quantities of beer over in Ireland.
Is that true?
I can confirm. Yes.
That's a confirm. Welcome aboard, young man. You're a good operator. We love you dearly. Here's the things that people should know. Last night was a mandatory meeting for the Reed Chevrolet Catfish Chasers Association up in St. Joseph, Missouri, and the boys are probably, let's see, they mandatory meeting at 6 o'clock last night, and they start at 7 o'clock this morning. They're going to launch, and they're going to fish all night. The weigh-in tomorrow is 10 a.m.
You said they start at 7 o'clock this morning?
Yep. Yeah, you had the meeting last night. You have to register, pre-register. And then you go start at 7 o'clock this morning.
They will fish all day?
All day and all night.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of time out of the water.
Get on them blue cat at night on the Missouri River. Right. That's when the bite generally is, you know, on the deal. So I've heard, Mark, more stories this year about big blues in the Missouri River. I've heard 74-pound stories. 66-pound stories, 64-pound stories. If you catch 225 pounds of fish, that would make you eligible to win a Silverado pickup.
That's incredible. And that could be done this year, it sounds like.
It might. Who knows? It's not like it's jumping over the moon. It can be done. And, $15,000 guaranteed first place money. So that's worth getting out of bed for.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of guys are not going to participate in this. It seems like I might be fooled again, but the river's just running so high. They're still running 70,000 cubic feet a second out of Gavin's Point.
That's exactly right.
They're running last spring's, not this spring, the spring before last, water out of the dam.
Crazy.
It is bizarre.
Have you seen any videos of that?
Yeah.
I've seen that on Facebook. That is just amazing. That's a big dam.
Oh,
and that is a lot of water coming out of there.
It's unbelievable. The only silver lining, my guy buddy that just was out in the Montana, Wyoming area, and he said a lot of the snow is gone. Majority of it is gone.
Well, you would hope by August.
But they had record levels of snow. And the Gavin's Point, Fort Peck would be your first one. And I've got an app here that I get on Fort Peck. It's down quite a little bit, and it's dropping every day. So the spring melt. It's pretty well over, you know, up in the mountains. You know, he said while he was out there, it was a couple of days, it was 95 degrees. So, in the mountains. So, it's going to probably peaked and gone down the other way. But anyway, now here I want to get back to this just a little bit. On the 10 a.m., I had two or three people call me yesterday, and I didn't have this in my formally. We have problems this morning. I just got a text that we're having a problem.
I did too.
Connor, what do we got going here?
Have the station been having a problem with the podcast? Do you know Connell?
Do you know Connell?
Not that I know of. Is it Jimmy, is it an online thing, the app?
I think so. Well, I'm not sure. I just had two people text me saying that they can't pick it up on the internet. We had this problem last week too. I don't.
Oh,
know.
I see.
On the internet. So people in their car are.
Let me just check something here, just in the background here.
Okay. We got those three listeners out in the car, so don't pay attention to them. We're doing fine. None of the deal. But anyway, Sunday at 10 o'clock at the casino, basically, you'll see all the commotion. There'll be 100, 150 boats, maybe. If you've never been to one of these weigh-ins, it is really, really cool. And Mark can't come. He's mowing weeds and killing gophers again. Last year he couldn't come either. I'm a little disappointed at him, but this is really going to be cool. Now then, the other breaking news, Mark, that maybe it's just a local thing with us, but Squaw Creek National Wildlife Refuge, you're not supposed to mention that anymore. It's called Lois Bluffs. Somebody changed the name in the middle of the night. But anyway, there is a website here. It's www.regulations.gov/comments. And you can get on there, and if you want the name changed back, allegedly they're going to listen to you. I think until you got till the 23rd of this month to make a comment. And I filled it out last night.
Say again, where do you go to that? Let me.
Well, it's www.regulations.gov and then /comments. And you can get on there and you just kind of Google around. You will find it. Are we okay now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I seen what it was. It's this. Sometimes when you change the. When you change it from the automation over, it likes to jump back as soon as it gets to 6, just because it's the top of the hour for some reason, so it jumps back over. But, yeah, we got it sorted.
Okay, now are we starting over, basically? Or are we still okay?
Still okay. We're good.
On air was fine.
On air was fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting all kinds. We've got listeners. You're on now, the listener just texted. That was Andy Burnham. So I wonder what he's doing up this hour of the morning. What do you figure?
Yeah, and Greg Thompson, too. He called.
Uncle Greg?
Yeah, we're going to visit with Greg at the bottom of the hour.
Why? Greg and, why?
And he has hired Hayden Williams, Jeff Williams' son, to take him out fishing today. And I've been trying to get Hayden on for a while, but he's always got a client this time of day.
Uh-huh.
Well, his client is Greg Thompson today, so Greg has agreed to give up some of his fishing time so that we can visit with Hayden.
Greg can't catch fish.
Well, that's why he hires guides.
I mean, that's the only guy I know that can fish all day long. The only fish he can catch when the scuba gear goes underneath, hooks it on his line, and ties it up, wraps it around because he's going to jerk the hook out of the fish's mouth. He gets so excited.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, he does.
Boy, I got a story. I had a sighting. I can't repeat it on the air, but if it's true.
Scandalous?
Oh, beyond scandalous.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the last day that we're here on the air, which is probably might be a day, but... I'll tell this Thompson story.
Cool.
It's really bizarre. You know, really.
Let's
really
go to
weird.
A commercial break so I can hear.
Okay. we're not at commercial time.
Not yet. But, okay.
No, I'm just making it up, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm on talk radio. So you can make up a lot of stuff, Mark. It's up to the listeners out here to decide whether this is true. It's like those big fish, those big crappie you catch from time to time. You know, it's up to them to decide, well, I think that's pretty truthful or nah.
I would never stretch the truth.
I've never known a fisherman yet that would stretch the truth.
Never.
Might stretch the line a little bit.
Yeah.
But, but anyway, now then, the other, that was big news that Squaw Creek is probably might get a name change back.
One more time.
It's www.regulations.
Okay. And this
.gov /comments. And you can get on there. You can just Google it up and U.S. Fish and Game and get on the comments section, and I think it'll pull it up.
I'll see if when Greg gets back from fishing, if he can post that link on our website.
Yeah, and maybe this, you know, I don't think it'll ever get anywhere, but.
Well, I don't understand why they changed the name to begin with. That's really stupid.
Well, yeah, it is.
I mean, I don't want to sugarcoat it, but.
Do you realize how much money that costs the taxpayers?
No, and I don't want to know.
I mean, all the signs on the refuge had to be changed. The signs on I-29 had to be changed, which was kind of funny. You go over Squaw Creek on the Missouri I-29, it still says Squaw Creek on it. you would think. And it goes back to the, I think it was the Powhatans or maybe, I can't remember which tribe, but they bought the Squaw Creek Truck Plaza at one time and ran it for a while. They didn't change the name back. It didn't bother them one iota. And I've talked to some of those people over there around White Cloud, and they weren't upset about anything, you know. I don't understand, and somebody, some bureaucrat with his feet up under a desk up in Washington, D.C., allegedly picked up the phone one day and said, hey, change the name.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
You know, we're just a little too sensitive.
You know, I don't think anybody likes change.
I don't, for sure.
And you know, it really hit a sore spot up in Northwest. Besides, it hurt the economy. Besides, the people like the restaurateurs had the Squaw Creek Plaza or the Squaw Creek Special on their menu and stuff, where they had to go reprint all their menus. You know, there was business cards that had to be changed. You know, and people are so used to hearing the word Squaw Creek, and when they Googled it, it wasn't there anymore, and, you know, there's new tourists. I think Squaw Creek gets over 100,000 tourists a year go through.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
And can't find it, and, you know, it was just absolutely bizarre. So, and they renamed it Lois Bluffs. Well, there's some girl named Lois out there that's very offended by that. I don't know who she is, but you know, it's just a bizarre deal. You know, haven't they got anything better to do?
Isn't that the truth?
You know, I mean, I don't know what those signs out on I-29 cost. I think it'd floor you, you know, what they cost. And the ones that were there, they recycled already. We checked into that. They're gone. But Congressman Graves has worked on it, and I hope Senator Hawley has worked on it. I heard he did. So anyway, what the hey? Things change.
Well, we'll get a link up there, and if people would like to comment on that, I know I will.
Yeah, and that's one thing we need to harp on. Everybody asks, we have Facebook, do we have podcasts? We do, don't we?
Yeah, our Facebook page is Midwest Outdoors Sports Radio 810 WHB, and we've always got some good, funny things up there, great videos and funny pictures. My son Garrett and Greg Thompson, they do just a great job of maintaining that for us. So, yeah, go check that out.
One of the things that we harp on every Saturday this whole summer has been high water. Is there any, you know, you go over here to Manhattan again, they got inundated with rain again here a while back. I would assume that Lacine, Tuttle, Stockton or Milford would be way over Power Pool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Milford had been making some headway. It had a high of 28 feet, and it had last week got down to 18 feet high, but it came up another foot, so it's 19 feet high
right
now.
That's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Not as bad. Tuttle Creek is making headway from 54 feet high down to 34 foot high, so they've lost 20 foot. Still, though, 34 foot of water. Now they're seeing some of the damage that this has caused. And yeah. I think I mentioned last week that the state park is probably not going to be opened even next year. There's so much damage mm-hmm. done to it. Perry was 19 feet high last week, down to 18 feet high. Clinton, 18 feet high last week, is 17 foot high this week. Pomona was 9 feet high, making some headway there, 8 feet high now. Hillsdale is 5 feet high from 6 foot high last week. Stockton is really making some progress. 7 feet high now, was 8 feet high last week. Pomme de Terre was 11 feet high last week. It's down to 7 feet high, so they had a 3 foot drop this past week. Truman is down to 12 feet high from a high of 34 feet, I think it was. Making a lot of headway, but there's still a lot of water out there that's got to come down through the system. And a lot of those Kansas lakes drain down into
Truman,
the Osage, and the Osage into Truman. And
yeah. So. You know, the magic bullet, the lake that didn't catch a lot of this was Table Rock.
No, that's right. Yeah, I think it might be a normal pool now.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah,
on
right.
That one right there, you know. But, boy, I tell you what, they're inundated.
It's crazy amounts of water. Well, and just to think that, you know, we talked about Gavin's Point uh-huh. on the Missouri River, still releasing 70,000 CFS, 70,000 cubic feet per second. That's a lot of water. And they've been
water.
Doing this, what, 3 months now?
Yeah, I think March 17th or something.
More than that.
Yeah,
that's just insane amounts of water.
Yeah.
So I would think those poor guys on that catfish tournament, I would think that'd be some tough conditions.
Well, you got to fish where they ain't. That's what this one's going to be all about, because you'd want to fish out there on some, I would fish if I was fishing it in some hot water where the dikes stick out in the Missouri River, but some of those dikes you can't find or see, you know, because they're still way underwater.
Right.
And I guarantee you, you know, the Jeff Martinez, a good friend of mine, was out there and they were pre-fishing trying to find them. They see fish. They know where the fish are. They don't get them to bite. For one thing, they got so much groceries in the water right now, you know. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, about a flat or blue cat. They like lay behind a rock and open their mouth. They're lazy,
right.
You know, and they just don't want to go garbaging around a little bit. Every time they open up their mouth, they got some new bait in them, you know. So, I don't know. It's going to be a bizarre tournament. We are brought to you by Highway Trailer Sales. My good friend Terry Lee, one of the finest humans to ever walk upright, sells service and parts, 1850 Southern Road, right across from World's Fun up there on 435. And he's having a trailer sale, which they don't do that. They are selling some trailers for you guys that are hauling wheat, corn, cattle, whatever, Milo, soybeans. What else do you haul in a truck? Giraffes.
Well,
do you ever see a giraffe in the back of a trailer?
Can't say that I have.
You can't hide them. They stick up pretty good. I don't know why I said that. 1850 Southern Road. This is one of the. I hear so much feedback from this commercial because I know an awful lot of farm people that have trailers. They love this guy. I said, well, okay. You know, he's kind of a strange looking person, you know, but we still love him, you know.
He does good work.
He does good work.
So it doesn't matter what he looks like.
Got 10 service bays, get you in and out, and no time is money. Great guy. Can't say enough good things about him. 1850 Southern Road. Again, right across from World's Fun. Wonderful person to do business with. Highway Trailer Sales right here in North Kansas City. Got to take a little break. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. I'm your host, Fred Ramsey, with the greatest fisherman in the world, and here with me, Mark Tobin. Well, he's not as good
greatest.
As he used to be because he don't get time to go fishing anymore. We are brought to you by KingCityLumber.com. If you've not been to their website, you're the last person to walk the face of the earth that hasn't gone to their website. They are a wonderful group. If you need an outbuilding and the flood took your building away like it did mine, these are the guys. They brought me that loafing shed at time. Tornado came by and picked it up and moved it a half mile away and lit it on its top.
Oops.
It wasn't their fault.
No.
This year we had the flood, so
yeah.
Other than that, we're doing all fine.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
The deal. But if you're going to have a outbuilding or maybe a cabin in the woods or you need a loafing shed or a hay barn or a place for your machinery, there's no finer people in King City Lumber. I ran into a guy the other day that said, I heard your commercial. And he said, you're 100% correct. Them are the finest people I've ever done business with.
Awesome.
And I thought, what a good statement on the deal. And again, go to KingCityLumber.com. Marty and Monty Tunks, you're going to love these people. Straight, honest, and good people to do business with. Master carpenters, craftsmen, they are wonderful. One first-rate lumber. Whatever they build will be built right. And if it ain't right, they'll make it right before you leave the job. They're wonderful people. KingCityLumber.com. Go there. And take a look at that. What do you think? Buster Slusher just texted us a picture at Beartooth. I assume that's in Montana. There is a Beartooth Pass in Wyoming. I think there's a Beartooth Pass in Colorado, too. Now I'm going off gray matter, which I drank up in the 60s. But, you know, can you believe that picture?
No, and Greg is going to put that up on our website. That's Midwest Outdoors Sports Radio 810 WHB. Go look at this. This was photographed on June 25th, and it's a drift of snow. I thought when I first looked at it on your phone that it was a tent that was behind him.
Yeah.
It's an 18-foot snow drift.
So, I wonder why it came down through here so much.
Yeah. Well, it can't all be gone. I mean, that wasn't that long ago. Oh, that was June 25th.
Yeah, well, June, July, probably a lot of it's still there.
That's crazy amount of snow.
Yeah, unbelievable. I went through there many, many years ago. If we're in the same deal here, it was July 4th, and they literally like to stop us for wanting to chain up, go up over the path on July 4th.
Isn't that
July
crazy?
4th, and the deal. But we got through it. But, you know, just as soon as you got up over the other side and the other wind hit, it wasn't too bad. But, boy, I tell you, Montana is a weird state.
And you wonder why there was so much water coming down through the system for so long. Well, you see that.
Yeah, you understand that.
Yeah, right.
Well, Buster, thanks for sending that picture. That was just pretty darn cool. That kind of makes my day. 18-foot drift, we figure. I figure that's about right, isn't it?
Yeah.
By looking at it.
Every bit of that.
Yeah. Man, what
unless
a picture.
He's just really short, the guy standing in front of it.
Next Saturday is our banquet.
Hey, cool.
Up at the Knights of Columbus in St. Joseph, Missouri, the Delta Waterfowl Chapter, Squaw Creek Chapter of Delta Waterfowl will be hosting August the 17th. Door opens at 5 o'clock. Dinner is at 7. We've got barbecue from Pinzino's up there, which is wonderful people. And they've got pork and chicken, and we've got shrimp. Although, now here's the downside of this. You better go Squaw Creek Chapter Delta Waterfowl and get a ticket bought, because I kind of counted up on my toes, and I used that one finger. I think we've got 210 people there already, and I think we can only hold 300 maybe. I'm not real, real sure on the thing. But if you're a silver sponsor, you get 4 event tickets, which gets you in the drawing to get nice guns. You can throw your event tickets in these little baskets, and it might be the Benelli basket or the Mossberg basket, whatever you're looking for. And then for gold sponsor, you get 8 tickets, so you can throw in 8 different buckets. And then a platinum sticker is $1,000, and that gives you 8 memberships, hats, koozies, preferred seating, preferred advertising on social media during the event, 10 chances to win a sponsor's gun.
Cool.
So it is really going around. You can't believe the hunting gear that we're going to auction off and give away while this thing is going.
That's awesome.
It is cool. Got Stay Cooler.
Oh, nice.
HSM sent us a case of 6.5 Creedmoor ammunition. Got all kinds of carved duck decoys and prints, and it's going to be special. It is really, really good. We'll make a very long day for me.
Yeah.
Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and then be over there till midnight that night. I might slither out of there early if they turn their back on me.
So, where is it being held?
This is the Knights of Columbus. It's 1205 North 49th Terrace up at St. Joe. Now, if you come up I-29 out of the Kansas City Market, you get to Frederick Avenue. They named that street after me, which was really nice of them. Take a right, go east, and when you get to the Meyerhofer Fleeman Funeral Home, where all the swans are, take a right there. It's down in the parking lot there. But 1205 North 49th, Knights of Columbus Hall.
Can you get a ticket when you get there, or do you have to pre-order these?
Yeah, we're going to get everybody in. I mean, we're going to do something. If you might have to stand out in the parking lot for a little bit. But, no, we're going to get everybody in. If you're a kid, they're $20. Singles are $45. Couples are $70. I can't say enough good things. They got great food, silent auction, numerous decoys, blinds, gear, home decor. We even got wine baskets for the ladies.
Nice.
So Andy Burnham is in charge of that one right there. But, boy, this is going to be a cool, cool event. It's Knights of Columbus again, the Delta Waterfowl Squaw Creek Chapter. I think it ought to be a lot of fun that night. Boy, we just started working on it, and all of a sudden, here it is.
I know, and that was, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah, and all of a sudden, here we are. You know,
it's going to be duck season.
Yeah, it is. It's less than a month away for teal season. Buster brought the new motor up on a new trailer. I need to thank him. That was just a wonderful little trailer. We had an old trailer there that was wore out and wore slick. So we've got a noise in the motor, though. We've got to get Jeff Martinez on that. We'll get that going. Yesterday morning, went up there, a lot of teal. It's all teal. There's water all over the bottom, of course. But I saw teal here, there, and yonder.
Is that right?
And I wonder, you know, I was talking to Andy. I thought, maybe some of them never did go north. You know, maybe they just stayed around and hatched little ones because it was perfect habitat. Not a deal. So, I don't know.
I just got a message from Greg Thompson. He did get that picture posted up on our Facebook page.
Oh, good.
So, if you want to go over there and take a look at that, Midwest Outdoors, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Go look at that on Facebook and look at that 18-foot drift of snow, Beartooth Pass.
Think I ought to tell the Greg Thompson story?
Yes.
On the air?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's listening.
Ooh, he'll punch me in the eye.
I got to ask Connell. Connell McCourt is running the show for us. Connell, I just want to ask you a question because I want to hear you talk again.
Go ahead.
What do you think of the Chiefs this year?
I think they have a lot to live up two from last year, just because, I mean, they set their standards pretty high. But look, if Patty Mahomes can do recreate even half.
Patty. I like that.
That's what we call him in Ireland. If he can do even half of what he did last year, I think they'll be on to a winner this year.
There you go.
I think he could be a star. He needs to have his own show.
There's no doubt about it.
Have a word with the heads of the station here.
He's got so much hair. You ever notice these long, flowing locks? He's look at that hair. Look at that. Turn around and look at it.
Unfortunately for me, it's just on the bottom part of the face.
You know, here's something else that Ted Hatfield gave us a new shotgun to auction off. This is a 3.5-inch waterfowl gun like no one has ever seen before. And he gave it to us to auction off.
Nice.
And Stay Cooler and HSM.
That Stay Cooler, those are incredible coolers.
Unbelievable.
They're like Yetis, but not near as expensive. They're built like a Yeti. They're heavy coolers.
Yeah.
And they just flat keep stuff cold.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Scott Croner gave us a spring goose hunt to auction off also. I'm giving away a hunt that you can hunt with me for a day for a couple people up there. That money there goes back into Delta. So I don't know. I volunteered you. I think we're going to maybe do a Wounded Warriors thing, and you're going to help me, Mark.
I will be honored.
I think if this happens, it's got a long way to go. You know, on the deal. But anyway, we're going to have fun this fall hunting somewhere in the deal. So what the heck?
You know, I keep hearing your phone. There is a mute button on that.
Yeah, I know. It bothers you, don't it? It bothers everybody but me.
You can't hear it.
I need to get a Reed Chevrolet commercial in. I can't ever do them justice.
No.
They are the nicest people that I have ever been around. My sister bought a car there. She said it was the most professional treatment she'd ever had. I bought two trucks from him. My boy has bought truck care. Andy Burnham, your boy.
Right, yeah.
People coming from Des Moines and Omaha and Grand Island drove all the way. Listened to the show up in Grand Island and drove down and bought a pickup truck.
And now, you got to ask why. But that's, you know, it's not just a simple answer. I know cost is probably the deciding factor. But there's so much more that goes into buying a vehicle over there. And a big deal is the non-commissioned salespeople. It's just such a refreshing experience. I tell you, you feel like you're part of the Reed family when you go in there. And I am not kidding about that.
Yeah, you do.
Every car dealer has their game or gimmick to get you in the door. But there is just nothing like being up there. Again, the salesmen have no pressure on them to make a sale because it's non-commissioned. And so they don't put any pressure on you. So, the hardest thing to do when you go to Reed is just figure out what vehicle that you want to buy.
Yeah. They've got a huge inventory, too. And if you're looking for a Silverado, pick up $14,500 rebate right now on certain models on 2019. 2020s are hitting the ground as we speak up there. Boy, go by, see it. Here's the other thing. If you want a car, let's say you want a Malibu or whatever, they will search the end of the earth. They went and got one out of New York City the other day and transported it back just to help the customer.
Wow, that's great.
I mean, didn't make any money on it, just did it. You know, I tell you what, I can't say enough good things about them.
Nope.
So, Reed Chevrolet up in St. Joe, Missouri. Go up and see the Chiefs. Stop by and buy a Silverado the same day.
Hey, that'd be a good day.
You listen to the Midwest Outdoor. Take a little break. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. I'm your host, Fred Ramsey, and here in the studio, the best fisherman that ever walked the face of the earth, Mark Tobin. Mark, who we got lined up for guest?
Well, thanks to our good buddy Greg Thompson, we have the son of one of my favorite people, Jeff Williams. He's been on our show numerous times, and he's overslept on many of these occasions. But we have his son, Hayden Williams. I've had the honor of watching Hayden grow up, and I got to tell you, Fred, this kid, even from when he was just knee-high to a grasshopper and you could just barely big enough to hold a fishing rod, he just has had a knack to catch fish. All of his life, he's been, I don't care if it was pumpkin seeds off the grandparents' dock or crappie or going out in a boat and catching crappie over a brush pile or white bass, doesn't matter what it is, he has just flat been able to catch fish. Well, Hayden has grown up now, and he has started a guide service, Williams Guide Service. And Hayden, I've been trying to get you on the phone here for a while, but you're always too busy. But Greg is gracious enough. Greg Thompson is fishing with you today, and he was gracious enough to give up some of his fishing time so I could talk with you on air. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great.
Well, good to hear your voice. I hear you may not be real coherent this morning. You know, a lot of young people, a lot of young guys his age would, you know, they'll stay up all night and party. He stayed up all night last night.
Fishing?
He was bow fishing.
Ask him about his schedule for the next 2 days.
Well, he was bow fishing last night. But,
oh.
So, yeah, what's your schedule like here, Hayden?
Well, I had a bow fishing trip last night, and I'm taking Greg crappie fishing this morning. And then right after me and Greg get done, I have a catfish trip. And then after my catfish trip, I have a nighttime crappie and white bass trip tonight.
I don't know how you do it.
It's a couple hours sleep, that's how you do it.
It's nice to be young.
And then Sunday morning, I have another crappie trip.
Oh my God. Well, good for you. That would keep you out of trouble.
Yeah.
I know that's a problem sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, don't be around Thompson. What's the matter with you?
Hey, I'm on here, buddy. I can hear you.
I know it. That's why I said don't be around Thompson.
He's a bad influence.
Oh, he's a terrible influence on people.
Well, Hayden's dad, you learned from one of the best. I love your mom and dad to death. What great role models. And your dad truly is one of the best fishermen that I have ever met. And not only can he catch fish, but he has developed some of the most innovative fishing and hunting products out there on the market. You've got a new hook that you're going to be using. Tell me about the Bait Boss hook.
Well, the Bait Boss hook is just like my dad's Team Catfish hook. He's got the line of Team Catfish series hooks in there, the double action, and they're a circle-shaped hook. And the Bait Boss hook, my dad wanted to make a circle hook for crappie because nobody had one for panfish. Like, everybody just had the normal J hook.
Right.
And my dad, he designed a circle hook, and it's just like a light wire double action hook, and it looks identical to the Team Catfish hooks that we've had so good luck with. And he just made it light wire where if you hook it through minnows and stuff, it won't kill them, and they're really strong and really sharp, and I've been using them for about a month now. That's only about how long we've had them, and they've been working really, really good. I've caught a lot of crappie and white bass with them.
Interesting. Are these available for sale, retail sale anywhere yet?
They're actually working on the packaging, and they will be really soon. But they're not right now, but like I said, I think my dad said they're working on the packaging right now, and they'll be up really, really soon.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep me posted on that. I'll have your dad let me know when they're available. We'll let our listeners know. But, okay, now, again, I've known you for a long time and watched you grow up. What in the world possessed you to want to become a guide?
I think it's just because, honestly, my dad was a guide. And I don't think it's that my dad was a guide, but it's just growing up fishing and just loving the sport of fishing. I just didn't want to do anything but fish. So I just kind of grew up here on the lake, and I guess it all kind of fell into place, just kind of how I grew up here on the lake and just kind of what my hobbies were and stuff. And like my dad said, you really have to love it to be a guide and do it every day, but I for sure love it. And I kind of think that's how I wanted to become a guide, is just growing up on the lake and my dad getting me into it at such a young age and all that stuff.
Well, you must love it, because being a guide is an incredible amount of work. And what you're doing with the schedule that you just told me, I mean, that's a lot of work right there. So I know the passion is there. Do you have any early memories? What was it that sticks out in your mind that kind of got you hooked, so to speak, on fishing?
Come on, hooked. Can you come up with something better?
Well, I do remember some of the things I remember most are probably whenever we would take a family vacation and we would go to Colorado, and we would go trout fishing. And I think the reason I remember that so much is just because I grew up on the lake, and I mean, I've hardly been out of the state of Oklahoma, honestly. Like, I've just grown up here, and whenever we would go out of state and go fishing somewhere, just kind of was special because I didn't get to do a lot of that. And I really remember a bunch of trout fishing trips, Colorado, and here at the lake, some of the most memorable stuff is probably fishing brush piles with my dad growing up for crappie. We had a lot of fun, and I think the reason I remember that the most is just because we'd worked so hard putting in brush piles, and it's kind of like hard work pays off on them deals. I mean, you can find some brush piles and stuff, but if you want to have a bunch of good spots, I mean, we worked pretty hard on getting a bunch of brush piles out, and we'd fish them, and I think that's why it was so special to me, because I worked putting them in, and then whenever you catch fish on something you worked on, it's kind of a different kind of feeling.
Yeah, very gratifying.
Yep.
We're visiting with Hayden Williams, Williams Guide Service down on Grand Lake in Oklahoma. There's just so many times I've enjoyed fishing with your dad, and I can see how that's rubbed off on you. What is it that now you've got the hottest guide service on Grand Lake right now? What is it about guiding that you like?
What I really like is I've taken kids that have never caught a fish before in their whole life, and even people my age that are 18 years old and have never caught a fish, and that's really a special feeling. I don't know why, but it's just a real special feeling whenever on my boat somebody catches their first fish ever, and they just think it's one of the coolest things ever, and that's a pretty special feeling.
Oh, I can't be anything better.
That's one thing I really like about it, and just being out there doing what I love, even though it is, I mean, guiding's definitely not just going fishing like everybody thinks. I mean, it's definitely a lot more work, but that's what I love, is just taking different people out and doing different things. And
well, we,
that's what I love to do.
We would sure like to see you be a success, and any of our listeners out there that would like to go down to Grand Lake, and I'm telling you what, I know Hayden, and Hayden will work harder than anybody that you've ever met to make sure that you have a good time and that you catch fish. Can you just, I want to mention this a few times, but how can people get a hold of you, Hayden?
They can go to my Facebook page at Williams Guide Service and direct message me on there, or I have my phone number is 618-946-9294, and they can call or text me on there.
Well, you mentioned how much of a kick you get out of having people catch their first fish with you, and I can definitely relate to that. And you're going to have another opportunity to do that today. You're taking Greg Thompson out fishing.
Poor kid.
Oh, yeah.
He seems like
you
a good
can only
kid.
Hope.
Thompson, you leave him alone and don't corrupt him.
Coming from Fred Ramsey?
Don't you dare. No happy coffee.
He makes no promise. Oops. There. Yeah, too late.
Oops.
Hayden, what?
Go ahead, Greg. His guide service link is already on our website.
Okay,
and
great.
It is absolutely beautiful down here.
I'll bet.
There's no rain?
There is a little bit of rain, but it's subsiding, and I think it's going to be a beautiful morning. The sun's coming up, I got the best guide on the lake, and so, I mean, the only thing it's got to be is operator error if I don't catch fish today.
Poor kid.
Hayden, what all do you guide for down there on Grand Lake?
I guide for white bass, crappie, catfish, and then this winter and spring I want to get into spoonbilling.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's cool. A great spoonbill fisher.
I also do bow fishing also.
Wow.
Other than that, you don't have anything to do, huh?
In general, how
talk
is...
Talk about your trip last night, Hayden, bow fishing.
Well, we started... I do five-hour bow fishing trips, and we started right at dark, and we got in about 2:30-ish, mm-hmm. probably, and the bow fishing's actually been pretty tough. I don't know why, but the carp and gar don't like it when the lake's dropping, and this lake's been dropping a bunch, as you know, like the past week and a half to 2 weeks, and it's been falling every day, but now it's getting pretty close to normal pool, and it stayed at the same level, and with all the rain we got the other day, it's coming up slightly, so a bunch more fish moved up to the banks, and we've seen a bunch of fish. We really did. We've seen a lot of fish, and I had four guys with me, and they got a lot of shots in and missed a bunch of fish, but it's really tough to get used to it. I mean, bow fishing's one of those deals that takes practice, and it was all them guys' first time, but they did really good for their first time. They shot about 20 fish last night.
Nice. Any good size fish?
The biggest one we got last night was probably a 20-pound buffalo carp.
Wow. Big fish.
Nice fish.
Good way to get tuned up for the bow hunting season.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, how is the fishing on Grand Lake right now? I know it hadn't been that many years ago, but there was a time when the crappie were kind of hard to come by, 8 or 10 years ago, whatever it was. But how is the overall fishing on Grand Lake?
It's really, really good. I mean, I'm only 18, but my dad's seen it bad and seen it good, and he told me that this is the most crappie he's ever seen in this lake his whole life.
Wow.
He thinks that we have, yeah. There's a lot of fish in this lake right now, and there's just as many catfish, little bitty blue cats and channel cats as there is small crappie, and that's one of the good things I've been seeing on my crappie trips is we'll go out and we've been catching limits and limits of keeper fish, but we've also been catching almost, you know, half as many short ones, and that's really important.
That's good.
And the catfishing is insane. I went yesterday. I hadn't been catfishing in probably a little bit over a month on the lake, and I did really good yesterday. I went out yesterday evening, and it was the same exact thing. I caught a bunch of small fish and some decent size, you know, up to 10-pound blue cats, just good size ones, and a bunch of small ones. So there's a lot of fish in this lake, and I know there's a bunch of largemouth in the lake right now because we've been catching a bunch of big largemouth and some small ones on my crappie trips too, and a bunch of white bass.
You see any white bass surfacing, any surface activity?
Yes, I have. It's mostly been in the evenings, and if it's a pretty calm evening, I've been seeing quite a bit of it, actually, whenever I've been out crappie fishing or something. I've actually been on a few trips where we've been fishing some brush piles, and we'll run across a pool of white bass topping, and we'll swing in there real fast and chase them down and throw some jigs in there and catch a few while they're still hitting up on top. It's a lot of fun.
There's nothing funner. I love that. I just never get tired of that.
Oh, no. Give his phone number. How can people get a hold of him again?
It's Hayden Williams, Williams Guide Service. Go to his Facebook page, or his phone number is area code 618-946-9294. Or you can go to our Facebook page. That's Midwest Outdoors, Sports Radio 810 WHB, and you'll find a link to his guide service there. But go fishing with Hayden. You're going to have the time of your life. What a great young man he is. And, you know, just one of the hardest working young men. And you just don't see this as too much anymore, you know, hardworking young people. And he sure is.
He'll be all right.
Yeah. I'm a little bit more concerned about your brother, Owen. Owen is, as far back as I can remember, has been a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, no.
Is he still a Dallas Cowboys fan?
Yeah. He used to be a Chiefs fan. I don't know why he switched.
Is he coming back around now that we've got Patty Mahomes is our cracked border operator caller?
Patty Mahomes.
He says he's not, but I know he sure liked watching them last year. I can tell you that, but I don't think he wants to admit it.
Okay, when it comes to crappie fishing, minnows or jigs?
Me, personally, jigs.
Yay, my kind of guy.
Yeah, for sure jigs. I love fishing with jigs, but I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of days where just minnows, you just can't beat them. You just can't beat them.
Do you?
But
go ahead.
What's that?
You were going to say, but
On a lot of my guide trips, we've been using jigs, and we've also been, if we really find a great big school of them, I've been using a bunch of minnows on slip bobbers, and we've just been wearing the crappie out on that. And I can go in and find the fish at a certain depth and set the bobbers right at that depth and pitch right into them. And it's a really effective way to catch them, but jigs are my favorite for sure, personally.
Do you spider rig?
I don't. I never have, actually.
Good. My kind of guy. You know, one of the best kept secrets about the Grand Lake of the Cherokees is that spoonbill fishing. You know, we have that opening day here, and you know, everybody rushes to it, but down there, it doesn't close, does it? It's year round, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of spoonbill in this lake. A lot of spoonbill. I've been seeing them jump up all summer long. They're just jumping up out of the water, and it's nothing for me to see 20 or 30 a day while I'm out on the water just up beside the boat while you're running down the lake.
You know, on them early spring days, if we ever have one, you know, like February where it warms up or something. You can go down in there and work on them.
And get some monsters.
I know. When's it open here in Missouri? April?
March 15th.
March 15th. Well, you can go, 30th. You know, it's basically the same drive. You know, it's not that much more.
No.
And be down there, you know, if it gets right, you know, pretty darn quick. And you can have a pretty darn cool deal, you know, really get into the day we were there doing that show. Caught some monster spoonbill.
Oh, I know. Well, my son had one over 100 pounds, 105 pounds.
Yeah.
Almost pulled him out of the boat.
He had him insured?
No, that's why we had
hung
two
on
guys. Yeah, we had two guys grab him by the shoulders and push him back down in his seat. Yeah.
Wow.
Hayden, I got to ask you a couple questions real quick. Being a guide, I want to see, maybe you've got your own tricks to catch fish or to get bites. But these are some surefire ways. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. Maybe see if you've employed any of these kind of tricks.
Are we out of time, Fred?
Well, I hope so.
These are some surefire ways to get a bite. So one way is to tie a lure on one rod when you've got another rod out in the water that's left unsecured.
It'll
work.
Okay. Well. Or if you have somebody in your boat that doesn't fish a lot, tie the worst looking lure that you got in the boat on their rod,
and
they are guaranteed to catch a fish.
Oh yeah.
If during the summer you see a boat go by with a girl in a bikini, if you pay attention to her, you will get a bite.
That's equivalent getting out of duck blind to pee, and then what happens? They fly right by, you know.
Or if the fish are biting, just give your fishing rod to any woman or child in the boat, and they
will
get a bite.
Right?
Absolutely. It never fails. When you cast over some kind of a obstruction, a limb or whatever, accidentally, you're sure to get a bite. Never fails. But the number one way, and this I'm sure you or some of your clients have had experience with this, but the number one way to get a bite when the fish aren't biting is – to take a leak.
Every time. Never fails.
Every time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like duck hunting when you're sitting there and nothing's going on, and right when you go pick up the decoys, here they come.
There you go. Never fails.
Right. Well, Hayden, we're about out of time. One more time, how can people get a hold of you and book a trip with you?
They can go to my Facebook page at Williams Guide Service, or they can call my cell phone, and my number on my cell is 618-946-9294, and you can call and text me on that number, and we can get something arranged.
Well, I'm telling you, folks, get a hold of Hayden. Go down to Grand Lake and fish with Hayden. You are going to have the time of your life. Hayden, thank you, sir. I know you got to get out there on the water with Greg.
Yeah, don't pay any attention to him. Call him Doug all day long, too, if you would. That gets him going.
Greg, thanks for taking some of your fishing time and letting us visit with Hayden.
Thanks, sir.
No problem, man.
All right. Tell Mom Pa I said hi,
yeah.
Hayden.
That about wraps it up for this edition. It's been fun with these guys. They're good guys.
Great young man.
One thing of a red alert, September 1st, of course, the dove season. If you're hunting here in Missouri, there's an awful lot of areas have been changed to steel shot only.
Uh-oh.
Regardless of where you're at.
Better be aware.
So you better be aware. I think they've added an additional 20 areas. I think there was 19 prior or something like that, 16 prior, and then there's 20 more. So be aware of the new regulations. In certain areas, you're going to have steel shot, regardless of where it used to be when it kind of ran a waterfowl area. They didn't want anything but steel shot. Now there's a lot more up in the hills. Some of these areas are going to be steel shot only. So just call the Missouri Department of Conservation. They'll give you the heads up on that. So coming right up, September 1st.
A couple of weeks away.
September 7th, I'm going to be live on the duck blind like we do every year.
Oh, I'll have to get Joe Falco in.
Yeah. And I'll join you for about 30 minutes on the air, and then we go shoot at the blast. We shoot at the blasted teal.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps it up for this edition of the Midwest Outdoors. We got to go for this week. The next time we see you, I hope we see you in the great outdoors.
Have a great week. So long, everybody.